Major motion picture studios lose nearly $2.5 billion every year to pirated or bootleg DVDs. Renee Montaigne learned that to curb these losses, there is a pilot program afoot. Actually, the script here says a paw.
Sniffer dogs have long been used to spot hidden explosives and drugs, so why not DVDs? That's the theory being put to the test by the Motion Picture Association of America and the UK-based Federation Against Copyright Theft, or FACT. Raymond Leinster is the Director General of FACT, and he joins us on the line from, as a matter of fact, you're attending a police association gathering in Bournemouth, England.
That's correct.
You've trained two dogs, I gather, in particular at the moment, Black Labs, Lucky and Flo.
Yes, indeed. They very much are guinea pigs, and the dogs would actually be on a conveyor belt in a FedEx facility, trotting along, examining the individual parcels, and they're very successful in identifying those packages that would contain DVDs.
So, went up to a package, sniffed it. What do they point their paws?
They will make a positive indication by effectively being excited, excessive tail wagging, or a half sit. At that point, that package would be removed, and then it would be subject to further scrutiny.
And what? How good were they?
In our trials, they have 100% success rate. Now, we're not saying that they differentiate between pirated product and legitimate product.
They can't tell the difference between a pirated DVD and a legitimate one.
Not yet. Certainly, Lucky has a strong orientation towards action thrillers, and and Flo loves romantic comedies. But seriously, no, they can't differentiate that.
So, when the dogs do well, what do they get for that?
They get a soggy tennis ball.
A soggy tennis ball?
Yeah, it's their plaything, and they identify that's a reward, and they relish that.
How do you train them to sniff out DVDs in the first place?
Well, effectively, our dogs have been trained to detect a plume of scent, which is actually comprised of the constituent elements of a DVD, such as polycarbonates, the lacquers, the resins, etc. That's a very unique scent.
We wouldn't be able to really sort it out.
That's
as human
correct.
Beings.
You know, but for us, there is no smell attached to it, and your listeners could try that at home, but we're acutely aware of the sense of smell that dogs have, and we are satisfied that dogs can be successfully deployed to detect DVDs.
Raymond Leinster is the Director General of the Federation Against Copyright Theft in the UK. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, directed by Van Williamson, Diana Douglas, and Julia Holmes Bailey. Our production staff includes Christine Arrowsmith, Ben Bergman, Kara Tallow, Joel Riddle, Claudette Lindsay Haberman, Steve Monroe, and Vince Pearson, with Cindy Carpian and Melissa Yeager-Miller at NPR West. Our executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne.